boom, 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 boom.
We back, baby.
Van City, what is the science?
Stand up, Vancouver, Burnaby, North Van, Lulu Island, District 36. Yo, let's shed it.
Stand up. Boom, boom, boom. Stand up. Boom, boom, boom. Stand up. Oh, I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams.
And I'm Guilty Black, you know what I'm saying? Brilliance Luminating, another conscious knowledge.
Woo! And you are now tapping into One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF.
90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU.
At the top of the hill.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. We at the top of the hill.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. I said we at the top of the hill.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I said at the top of the hill.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, man, it feels good to be back.
It does, man. It really does, man. A lot of struggle and fight for this right here.
Hey, look, man, you know, everything is real. You know what I'm saying? Everything is real. And life has, swift and changeable currents.
Yeah, that undercurrent, you know what I mean? Like,
oof.
On top of the river looks nice and calm, but what's underneath, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up, bro.
What's underneath that?
Don't get caught in the whirlpool, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Gotta have them floaties on, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Word is bond, man. You don't want to get caught drowning, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
You know, but it's been beautiful, man. You know, it's been beautiful. Yo, Vancouver, how are you doing? Look, man, tell us what's been going on in your life since we last got to speak.
Yeah, 778-782-2573. 778-782-2573.
No doubt. And if you just tapping in, this is your first time. Like I said before, this is One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. And we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., you know, playing the hottest hits from the old school to the new school and everything in between. You know what I mean?
Nah, man.
Word is vine.
Mm.
Yeah, you know. So, Vancouver, man, like, yo, what is the science with this weather?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it's like I get up this morning, right? And I go out. I'm getting my coffee. You know, I'm going to Brekka, getting the coffee, and you know, the rods it's just like, poof, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's just, poof, and you like, today's gonna be a good day. Then I walk into the Brekka, get me my little beverage and whatnot, feeling good. Yo, I come outside. This mother effer disappeared, bro. It's like the sun was gone.
Mm.
The science with that.
Mm. Well, you know, it's called comes and goes, right?
Comes and goes.
Comes and goes, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. It's real spooky out here, man, you know. Some people call it climate change. Others think something else, but, you know. It seemed like in the beginning of June that we was going to have a real early summer, and willfully we still do, you know, because there's been some great days.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
There's been some great days. Like, you know, I spent a few different days on the beach and just meditating and, you know, just vibing out. And Vancouver is obviously such a beautiful city. It's really such a beautiful city, and especially in the summertime, man. It's just popping. The energy is, you know. And the fact that we live in a rainforest and we get, what, rain about 8 months out of the year, people go through that depression, you know. I was at the bank just a few weeks back, and, you know, I was having a conversation with the bank manager, and he was like, man, like the rain, like I think I have seasonal depression, you know.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, man. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's not real. I think that when you have those gray clouds over your head all the time, and you know you're not getting your source of vitamin D that you need from the sun, you know, because it is the light giver and the life giver, right? when people don't have that, it's like, damn, man, like, you know, and then being caught up in the daily rat race. And, you know, you just, it's like, no wonder people leave here, you know, and they go spend vacation time in these other places where it's, you know, it's beaming, right? Mm-hmm. It's beaming, right? So, you know, I saw in the news today, kind of going back to, like, you know, the beautiful city of Vancouver, and it's like, you know, there was a restaurant owner there on Abbott and Hastings, and they were talking about how, you know, the block is so heavy, and how, I mean, the owner said it. He was like, man, he's just like, it just seems so crazy. Like, he's like, on one stance, it's like, I feel protected, you know, but at the same time, he's like, man, like, sometimes business is so bad, it makes me want to go on the corner and hustle. You know, he said this on the news.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said this on the news. And then, you know, the Calabash owner was talking about it and just how it's, you know, I mean, what do you think about that? Like, you know, having a business and being in on a corner where, you know, you have all of this, you know, these things that are going on. It's like, you know, how do you deal with that on a daily basis, right?
Well, I heard they offered him $5 a day, right?
You heard that too, right? Yeah. He did say that. I was going to get to that, yeah.
Yeah, he offered him $5 a day. But, I mean, you know, it's part of being in an urban environment, right?
True indeed.
You know what I mean? It comes with it, right? And we'll see what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I heard they're talking about, you know, reviving the Granville District and stuff like that, you know, and getting ready for next year's World Cup and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully that, you know, gives a lot of artists some more opportunity and, you know, hopefully get these clubs packed again, get people out, you know what I mean? But if you're going out, man, you better act properly, right? Because you're just going to debt it all for everybody, you know?
True indeed, man. Right? You know, drink responsibly, party responsibly, you know? And I think about, you know, actually just a quick note. Canada won their first game last night against Honduras in the soccer.
That's nice.
You know,
the Gold Cup or the CONCACAF.
We're gonna have to double check that. Well, but they were playing at BC Place yesterday.
Well, I think it's CONCACAF.
Yeah, something. And they actually have real grass too. So they made a point to note that a few different times on the news today. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, that's going to be an interesting, you know, an interesting partay when the FIFA comes, you know.
You're hosting the world, man.
Right. You know, just like we had in the Olympics. And, I mean, it had its pros, had its cons, right? You know, getting rid of all the people who are homeless and putting them somewhere. Where did they go? We don't know. Mm. But
Abbotsford,
yeah,
Surrey, yeah. Chilliwack.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they definitely started building a lot of the more the modular homes and stuff like that for them.
Sure, pushing them out, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Gentrification, right? Mm-hmm. It's been happening for, you know, decades, right? One of the common things is they like to build highways through the neighborhoods, right? Mm-hmm. Even in America, right? So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, Granville, I mean, Granville is popping, you know, Granville's popping, and Granville is, I think, you know, when I listen to other people when they talk about like their experience in Toronto and like Montreal, it's like they like, nah, the party scene here is nothing compared to there, right? I mean, clubs don't even close to like 5-6 in the morning in Montreal, you know? And it's like, man, people are just, they just going hard, right? And honestly, I think that if the clubs were open later, I think that, you know, the city would be able to bring out a lot more money. And if they were able to make even transit 24 hours, you know, the SkyTrain, right, you make a lot more money. Instead of beefing up, because they're trying to beef up the fares again, right? It's like, instead of doing that, why don't you make it 24 hours? Sure, you got buses, right? But, like, when you think about it, man, buses are so much more... as far as like safety goes, you know, I've been on the buses late, and like, if you somebody who's, you know, maybe a little bit more fragile and doesn't appears a little bit more, I don't want to say weaker, but let's just say fragile, you know, to somebody who, whatever, right? It's like, you know, the type of, like, safety around that is kind of, like, it's iffy, bro. You know what I mean? Whereas if you still had, you know, in my opinion, if you still had 24-hour SkyTrains, right, you know, that means you're going to have, you know, you're going to have the attendees and everything like that. And I think it would just bring in, it would generate more money, but also, you know, it'd probably decrease drunken driving accidents, you know, which is a big thing, right? And, yeah, man, hard body for mayor, man.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, man, well, Van City, baby, stand up, man. It's a beautiful day. And we're going to get it popping right now. And, man, I'm just looking forward to tonight's show. So, without further ado, we bring to you...
1 over to 6 o'clock, Blur, CBSF 90.1 FM. Let's go.
For the love of rap, connections built in the chat. This is where the sack beats and bucket at. This boom bap shock was spinning low in your back. The score for the perfect match, beats and bucket hats. For the love of rap, connections built in the chat. This is where it's at, beats and bucket hats. This boom bap shock was spinning low in your back. The score for the perfect match, beats and bucket hats. Both things synonymous and relatively the same. In comparison, but of different names. How I decorate my style is admired and not complicated. Kick drums continuous bump, just like an acne patient. Put on my hat and pull it down on the sides and perfect the brim. Slightly hide the browns of my eyes. The way it hits is like the tank combination. Several elements together that create the arrangement. Blue music notes intertwined inside the lines. Intricate needles sewing the patterns around my head design. Balance equality through fashion and music. Like a stand-up that's doing comedy with excess of music. For the love of rap, connections built in the chat. This is where it's at, beats and bucket hats. This boom bap shock was spinning low in your back. The score for the perfect match, beats and bucket hats. For the love of rap, connections built in the chat. This is where it's at, beats and bucket hats. This boom bap shock was spinning low in your back. The score for the perfect match, beats and bucket hats. The snare slaps, his hands connect with daps. Bucket color surprises and wrinkles along the lining. Horseman adornment, he faces frontal and centered. Rides on top of hi-hats, chasing creates momentum. I'm in the pocket like it's billiards. Cued up the music, wind instruments, flugelhorns and trumpets. Motion to the mirror, now making minor adjustments. The inner band is almost laying on my eyelids. Hot-headed heat releases right through the eyelids. Put this on repeat to remind you of things that I said. My size is large, extra large, spectacular. My raps are studied like Abrahamic vernacular. Hear the bass speaking in tones that's in agreeance. The session that I'm wearing adds layer to my appearance. With sample ambience of crackles and pops, it's three pieces to the crown, front, back, and the top.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're not an MC, you're a rapper. Fasten yourself, throw your hands in the sky.
Hey, 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 hey.
Throw your hands in the sky.
See, I'm from Chocolate Block, where my big cuz Play Baby said you gotta drop it on a one. Yeah, it's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
Yo, it's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
It's K-Ski in the house.
It's Hard Body in the house.
I'm holding the mic, I'm holding
hard body like the dream. That's Hakeem when he was working the post. When I blow, nobody coming close to this cat for New Jerusalem. Moving through with a committee, chocolate block the bird spot. Now the stop is Man City. This the masterpiece, blessed by His Majesty Dina Abraham. Deeply rooted like a cavity. Just had to be, cause it was written in my scroll. Blessings from Allah, wa ta'ala. As time unfold, but now Holy Land occupied by Gog and Magog. Mu'mineen executed for believing in God. Miss Jamaica spreading lies of corruption. But see, I'm like the teacher when I boogie down with my production.
It's hard body in the house. It's hard body in the house.
Yo, it's K-Ski.
Like Malcolm X and Bumpy. Real true and living, the God style is lovely. Egyptian cloth wrapped around my bra like a mummy. I feel like Raekwon with the Wallabies and Rugbies. One order, making the moves, new alliances. Know some brothers that play with tools, no appliances. I be dropping nothing but jewels, high sciences. You rappers look like safari food for my lioness. Record label Yakub's devil byproducts. I'm a 5%er, born in our high knowledge. Jewels around my neck, you can't keep your eyes off it. My wisdom run deep like the birth of five prophets. Positive education always corrects error. That's why I'm yelling peace in this black Porsche Carrera. With this Algerian queen named Aloe Vera. Hard body 5950, a new era.
It's KC in the house.
It's hard body in the house.
Yo, it's KC.
I would give my life for this. If the bullet was the beat, I would probably die for this. How many times did I cry for this? I would hate myself if I didn't at least try for this. What's at stake is bigger than me. Blood, tears, how it stains, can't rid it with ease. What we have in common is our pain. We're given the keys to unlock what it takes to fight for what we believe in. Hard to confront the truth with what you see in the mirror. Some people you inspire and others you trigger. Fighting their blind faith led by the internal voice. You might not want to do it, but you don't have a choice. Will the pressure take me to new heights or be my demise? Will my intentions coincide with what I advise? The people looking up to me doing everything right. But who am I to tell anyone how to live their life? Your pain threshold will determine if you survive. I'm amazed by it. Lying to myself, pretending I was never faced by it. Maybe because you're in my DNA, that's why. Sometimes, always, but right now, you made the promise to God to be there for your kids. You made a promise to give them a life you didn't live. My ego won't fully allow me to say that I miss you. A woman who hasn't confronted all her daddy issues. The day will come when you gotta find all the answers to your sins. Pressures are provided, feeling unhappy within. Know what kind of external family shit up on your plate. But I understand wanting and needing an escape. Too much unsaid, now the silence giving me headaches. Only through speech can we let go of all this dead weight. Even though I'm angry, don't wanna be disrespectful. Trying to figure out how to approach this in the best way. Hard to not carry these feelings even on my best days. Never thought my parents would give me my first heartbreak. Anxiety giving me irregular heart rate. Used to avoid getting into how I really feel about this. Now I see I'm thinking life can be it, so it can't wait. Should have been the person there to hold me on my dark days. It's easier to stargaze. I wish then be faced with this reality. Is you a sperm donor or a dad to me? And still
this mission you live and learn. The world don't show you no mercy from birth. How do you humanize your hero? Grounded, your only respect to discern. Hard-hearted stories can't let your guard down. To get to Nirvana, where do you start out? Angry because they don't meet your unrealistic standards. Then you realize that they're human and you calm down. Sometimes I'm unbalanced and I think, raw, why am I losing my steps? Lately I'm paranoid, I feel my life is a mess. I'm just using my voice, hope it will have an effect. He was just once a boy, often I seem to forget. Looking at Polaroids, a picture secretly kept. You know what was destroyed, but you don't know what was left. Trying to phase out the noise of all you hear in your head. Everything is a choice and anything can be said. Is you missing the point? Are you just hearing me vent? Or is you in understanding, knowing my words will connect? I'll keep you in my prayers, cause life is short as we know. Every mistake you make should contribute to your growth. What you choose to avoid will probably come in your dreams. I'm not forgiven for you, man, I'm forgiven for me. And sometimes
was that Lil Sims?
Most definitely.
Yeah, I like that too, man. It's hot.
It is hot, man. You tapping in with us, baby. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. So, we here, baby. CJSF 90.1 FM.
Burnaby SF, dude.
Come on, man. We at the top of the hill right now. What's going on, Guilty Black? How you feeling, big man?
Feeling good, man. Just getting called names out here, you know.
Oh, man.
But if they ain't stoning the tree, you know it's bearing fruit, right?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Tell the truth, baby. True. You know, why do they hate?
Because they just can't motivate. Yo, they degrade. I don't know how they select that, but I'm back. And everybody knows I'm on track.
Oof.
Like, ooh. God, yo, I'm gonna get it back.
Ooh.
You thought you knew me fresh when it was fresher.
Ooh.
But yo, now I'm gonna add it to the pressure.
Ooh. Come on with it. Come on with it. Yo, man, the triple OG in the building, man. Showing y'all young boys how to rap out here, man.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, man.
Yeah, baby.
So we're gonna give it to you, man. We started off that first cycle with my man J. Scott the Illest, Beats and Bucket Hats, produced by DJ Clips. Shout out to my man J. Scott. We got to interview J. Scott, man, and he's from New Jersey, currently living in Atlanta, and that was one of my favorite interviews, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was a real good interview, you know, and the brothers on the Righteous, you know, coming with the positive energy, the positive spits, you know. So shout out to J. Scott the Illest, man. Most definitely recommend, you know, you the listener to tap into his music. Absolutely. Then we had, you know, my man K Ski in the house. It's Hard Body in the house. You know what I'm saying? That was Ultra Magnetic. That was a beautiful single that I got to do with my man MC K Ski. And you know, if you tap into Twitch, definitely check out his show called Beyond the Lyrics every last Thursday of the month. They broadcast from Beaumont Studio. And yeah, man, it's you know what he's doing is beautiful. You know, I know he's working on creating a festival of his own, and you know, shout out to K Ski, man. You know, we definitely gonna get to rock the mic together at the Black Music Month Festival, which will be taking place next weekend, long weekend, baby, at the City Center Inn Art Studio, right there on Main and Second. It's a 3-day festival. There's gonna be so much beautiful melanated queens, kings, all of that, man. The music's gonna be there's so many different artists, so many different genres, you know, and just you know, just a representation of, you know, how we do what we do, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And One Order's definitely gonna be there performing 6 o'clock on the Saturday. So be there. Don't be a square.
Be there at 5:30 or before. You know what I'm
straight
saying?
Up, man. Get there at like 5 o'clock, man. Because, you know, we going to have the booth. We going to have the merchandise, too. You know, fresh pressed. One order shirts for y'all, baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be beautiful, man. Yeah, most definitely. And we've got a few other guests coming up to rock with us. I'm going to keep that a secret. Y'all just going to have to, you know, show up and show out. You know what I mean? So, and then that last song we had was by Little Sims. And, yo, man, she's a fire artist, bro. Honestly, I was doing the knowledge to her a little bit. And, yeah, man, she keep it popping, bro. You know what I'm saying? Positive. You know what I mean?
Man, she's all right. She's all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, you know, it's there's a lot going on in the world right now, Guilty.
You think?
Poof.
You think? Is there a part of the world that ain't going through turmoil?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they got everybody's head just going mental, right? You know, Israel firing on Iran now. Israel got two wars going on. That Russia-Ukraine thing still going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, right, you got guys, you know, acting like militias, going and trying to kill people who pass the bills and the legislation and stuff like that. Yo, man, it's nuts. You know, they caught him. You know, you got in Canada this lady that goes off on her child, you know, and abandons her child. You know, 3 years old, man, unbelievable. What's this world come to, man? That's your seed, bro. And
where was this at?
Like, they caught her in Montreal, but they found the child in Ontario today. And thank God they found the child alive, because the last time I think the child was seen was on Sunday. A three-year-old. I don't even know how that's possible. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the backstory? Like, what are they saying, that she just left her child? Where did she leave her child at?
I don't know. We don't have all the details of that.
Mm.
Right? But she definitely got charged with abandonment and mm-hmm. stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, It's just insanity, man.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you do that to your seed, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How rough can it be? How bad can a three-year-old be? And if that three-year-old's that bad, well, you got to look at yourself, right?
Absolutely, man. I mean, never should you abandon your child, man. I mean, even if you think and feel like you can't take care of your seed, at least, you know, give your seed to somebody that can. You know what I mean? Like, where she just leave him, like Moses and like flowing down the Nile or what? Like, what the hell?
I don't know, brother, but that ain't cool.
Like, where'd they find the baby?
They found him in, I think it's a girl. They found her in Ontario, bro. And she got arrested in Montreal, I believe. You know? So she, and, you know, I heard somebody had a tip that they seen her in Ontario. And the police drone found the child, right? At some point, right?